It is Rise FM in 60 minutes. The number to dial if you'd like to be a part of the conversation that we're leading, it's 013-757-0096. That's on the telephone. On WhatsApp, it's 072-885-7702. Feel free to send us a voice note there and as well as a text. And let's converse around the issues that affect all of us as communities. I believe I'm now joined in on the line by the SCOPA chairperson of the legislature. That's Desmond Mwela. He joins us as a story that we've reported last week, written by the People's Eye online publication, a newspaper. We spoke to the editor there, Sizwe Samayende. He mentioned to us that there is somewhat of a memorandum that has since been obtained. According to that memorandum, there's a list of about 33 appointed companies, and based on their quotations, the costs have already ballooned to about 42.9 million rand. And what really caught the media's attention is a security guard house that was renovated by the Department of Education. Now, the guard house, which already has appointed three, in fact, the Department of Education appointed three companies, different companies, to renovate the very same guard house. And the costs of that have already gone to about 3 million rand. There's an earlier quote of about 900,000 rand, and then there's another one of about a million rand, and then there's another one of about 1.2 million rand. We're joined in by the SCOPA chairperson to find out if this has already landed into, you know, the great work that they are doing, or the great ordeal of work that they are doing as SCOPA. Desmond Mwela is my guest. Chair, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you very much. Good evening to you and to your listeners. We appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Chair, are you aware of what has already been reported, or the incident reported to have somewhat unfolded within the Department of Education?
I have to say we have seen it through social media platform and different media houses. That is an issue at within the Department of Education, in particular Ehlanzeni District, and we have noted the matter as the select committee. We are going to follow the rules of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature in making sure that we get into the details of the matter, because we have not yet formally received the complaint. We have just seen the matter through media platforms and all that. But what we can promise the citizens of the province of Mpumalanga is that we are going to look into the matter as the select committee of public account, because it is our responsibility to make sure that all our public funds are used in a proper manner without any problems. So we are going to look into the matter as the select committee, following, like I indicated, following the rules of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature and the internal processes.
Yeah, Chair, talk to us around, you know, there's something you said. You said it has not been formally reported. What is that process? How does that process unfold? Should any member of society raise a concern, or rather, let me phrase it like this. Can any member of society raise somewhat of an alarm with the SCOPA or the legislature around some of these issues? Is that the procedure, or what seems to be, you know, the correct way of going about it?
Perfect. A very good question for the public to note. Any member of the public society can raise the matter with us through the office of the speaker to say there is this matter that we think SCOPA can attend to, and then will therefore speaker will refer the matter to my office, and then we'll take it from there. On this matter, like on this one that we are talking about, the issue of the Department of Education, Ehlanzeni District, already it is a public matter. We are going to follow up on it, because it has already reached us as the select committee. As like I indicated, we'll follow it up with the relevant authorities, including the Department of Education, because we have not yet engaged the Department of Education on this matter formally. So informally, yes, we have engaged some of the officials within the Department of Education about this matter as to what is happening and all that. So we are going to come back to your good selves and the entire public of Mpumalanga, or the citizens of Mpumalanga, to give them a feedback on what has transpired, because we are, I promise the public of Mpumalanga or the citizens of Mpumalanga that we are going to attend to the matter with the Department of Education. We are going to invite them through the office of the Speaker so that they come and clarify to us as to what had happened. If, of course, we establish that they've misused the public funds, we are going to also come back and indicate to the public of Mpumalanga or citizens of Mpumalanga that, no, indeed, there were irregularities on these issues, and these are the steps that we are intending to take as a select committee on public accounts. And if we feel very strong that it's a matter that must be taken care of within institutions, other institutions, law institutions, we'll refer the matter to those that are relevant, the relevant authorities that deals with criminal, their criminal activities and all that. We'll refer those matters to those that are relevant so that they can take those matters further, because it's our responsibility to make sure that we protect the image of Mpumalanga. We make sure that, like the Honorable Premier indicated in his address, in one of his address, that Mpumalanga must be a clean governance. We are going to follow that, follow his steps, that we want a clean governance as a province, and we'll monitor it. But I can promise and assure you that if there are any irregularities, we are not going to leave any stone unattended. We are going to make sure that each and every person, if there are wrongdoings, those people that have committed whatever wrongdoings, they account and they face the law in doing the wrongdoings.
Sure. Chair, there's something also you've said. You said that, yes, it has not been communicated with the Department of Education formally, but informally you've done so. What do you gauge and ascertain from those informal conversations? What seems to be the issue? Or what is the perspective or the narrative by the department?
I think there is a media statement issued by the Department of Education. We're talking about that media statement that has been issued by the Department of Education, indicating that for now they believe very strong that there's nothing wrong that they've done as the department. So we are, as instance, that's where we are now. Until we invite the department, because like I indicated, we'll invite the department through the office of the speaker, directed to the MEC responsible for the Department of Education, in this case, Honorable MEC Kathy Dlamini. We are going to invite them to a meeting so that they can be able to clarify. And internally, we are going to do our own investigation, because we've got that capacity within the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature and through researchers and all that. We are going to do our own investigation and verify if what has been given to us by the department, the Mpumalanga Provincial Department of Education, is it true or not. If it's not, like I indicated, we are going to take steps. We are going to make sure that the relevant authorities comes in that particular space, because we want, like I indicated, we want to make sure that we protect the public funds of our institutions. These are the funds for our institutions and the citizens of Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
So it must be protected.
Without a doubt. Chair, when last did you meet up with the Department of Education specifically, but also, as a SCOPA, as the Select Committee on Public Finance, but also what do you make of the outcomes, financial audit outcomes, just mainly for departments, be it the Department of Education, Public Works, Agriculture, Social Development and Health? What seems to be the view and the assessment of SCOPA, having had the AG released the audit performances of those departments since you've took office?
What we've done currently, we have not yet attended to that. What we have met, of course, with the AG. We're dealing with municipalities. The AG came to us and presented the state of municipalities, which we are actually attending to that now as COPA. And remember, our meetings are open for public and even the media, which I think in our next meeting, we are going to make sure that we invite even the media and the public so they can come and observe what is happening and listen to all these presentations. Our next step, of course, because the AG is going to also present to us a report, like you indicated, of the departments, the audit outcomes of all the departments within the provincial government. We are going to attend to that. We have not yet attended to each and every department. What we have done for currently, we're dealing with outstanding issues of the last administration, the sixth administration, because there were each items or issues which were outstanding, like your issue of TDET, the Department of Economic and Development, where we're dealing with one matter of Umthetho Omusha, the issue of fencing, where there were issues and all that. So that's the other matter that we've attended to, and it's an ongoing process. So this is the other matter that we've attended to. But generally, this other department, we are going to have a schedule of meeting with them immediately after we've met with the AG, so that we attend to each and every matter of each and every department. If there are any issues and matters of interest, of course, because you might find that there are no issues that are of an interest, where there are irregularities and all that. So we'll zoom in straight where there are issues of interest, where the public must also know what is happening on the ground in each and every department, so that we zoom and report back to our communities, our public in the province of Mpumalanga.
Without a doubt. Chair, really want to thank you so much for your time. I mean, even though you said something very interesting to our attention, but we'll park it for now, because that Umthetho Omusha conversation is very interesting. Following that, currently the MTPA doesn't have a CEO. I would have loved to know if any of those decisions has had an impact into that. But really want to thank you so much. We'll park it for some other time and debate it further. Really appreciate you making time for us this evening.
It's a matter of interest. You are right. The issue of Umthetho Omusha, and we're attending to it very decisively. I think very soon we'll get a report, because, like I indicated, our role is to make sure that even the public knows what is happening within each and every entity and all the departments. We're not going to hide anything.
Without a doubt. Che, aye, yabonage. We would love you on this show. Thank you so much for making time.
Well done.